cracking sounds in there. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Oh. You guys already know, right? Tastes like glory. Let's get one more in together. Get one if you got one. Let's do it together. Tastes like glory. Absolute glory, dude. And the Run It Up mug tastes like success. If you have a Run It Up mug, you know. Every sip, you're just getting that much closer to success. Whatever it is that you're, whatever goals you're trying to reach every time you drink out of a Run It Up mug, you're reaching it. It's a 0.5 every step. Every sip is a 0.5. How's everybody doing today? Or this week, rather? Man! Oh, yes. Hey, real quick, just want to let you guys know, summer is kind of ending, right? Getting towards the end of summer. And in case you didn't know, all of the sweaters on the Side Project merch store right now are, honestly, I do this every time, still don't know the exact percentage, but there is a percentage off. I'm totally good at marketing, right? There is a percentage off on the Side Project merch store for all the sweaters right now because it's like, you know, it's hot still, right? But get them while they're off. Get them while they're a percentage off. Like this one right here. This is the, life's always better with a pot of Side Project, isn't it? I mean, really? You know what I mean? As you're watching this right now, you're probably like, wow, this pot of Side Project, it tastes so amazing. So if you guys are interested, man, thank you to everybody that has been grabbing all the merch, the absolutely awesome merch that's up there right now, which I probably should be wearing myself since it's new, but for some reason I'm not. Good job, Chaz. I blame it on Chario. But yeah, shout out to everybody that's getting them. I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. I really do. And they're up right now, all the sweaters, and they're on sale. So go get them if you want one. But in just a few moments here, popping up on the screen to join me will be a gentleman who has been long awaited for a guest appearance here on the show. A hard worker and well-deserved of praise in the cosplay community dating all the way back to 2017 for his Shredpool iteration to Juggernaut from Deadpool, a Locust drone from Gears of War, an original cyberpunk cosplay creation to his merciless cosplay from DC's Dark Knight's Metal, where Batman gained the powers of Ares, the God of War, just to name a few. He is, so obviously, a cosplayer. He is an armor builder, a 3D printing service, a member of the award-winning cosplay ensemble Paladins of Cosplay, who have been featured here as a previous cosplay of the week. The entire group. There's like 30, 40, 50, 60 of them. I don't know. There's so many. He'll be at New Jersey Horror Con on September 17th. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Joshua Marchese, known as CJ Pro Studio.
Thank you for having me.
How's it going, man? Did I say the last name right?
Oh, you're literally the first person my whole life to say it correctly.
Are you Italian? Is it an Italian last name?
I am
Italian. That's why.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. My last name is Barajola.
There you go.
My last name actually dates back to, it's got an Italian flair to it, as long as you say it that way, but it actually dates back to Argentina. I'm Argentinian and Italian, so, but the last name is more Argentine than it is Italian, but I'm glad I got it right, man.
Yeah, no, I was shocked. I'm like, wait a minute, because all my life they said Marchese.
I had a feeling that's how it was said, man. I gotta ask you too, since it's your name, why CJ Prop Studio? Where does the name come from for Instagram?
CJ Prop Studio. I CJ is an abbreviation for cosplay junkie, because if you think of it, cosplay junkie, prop studio, too long of a name. Let's just abbreviate it. And now people in the community just knows me as CJ Prop Studio, or you call me CJ, Josh, whatever. But
yeah. Okay, yeah, I was wondering, because I know your name was Josh, and I was like, oh, maybe he's got, like, maybe that's his middle name or something, or maybe, you know, people go by different names, you know, maybe that's what he prefers to go by, and maybe the C stands for something else. I didn't know it was Cosplay Junkie. That's awesome, though. I like that. That's really cool. Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Yeah. you have nothing but phenomenal cosplays, dude, that you can tell that you put some elbow grease into, man. You're really rock bottoming these cosplays for sure, dude. The hard work doesn't go unnoticed, my man. I'll tell you that. And one of my favorite cosplays that you have is just one that I have to talk about. And like I said, it's one of them, man. Being a gamer myself since I sprouted at least one finger in the womb, which is, now that I think about that, that's a pretty odd visual for people. So we're just going to go ahead and move past that, pretend that I didn't say that. But being a huge gamer myself, man, and a big fan of the Gears of War franchise, you have a Locust drone cosplay that is absolutely amazing, dude. And it's up on the screen right now. And this photo is by DT Jam, and that's four A's in there. And I know the mask is by Immortal Masks. The gun is by Johnny.B.Props. But being that you build armor yourself, I can only assume that the rest, alongside the edit for this particular photo that's on the screen right now, was done by you yourself, right? The rest of the armor?
Yes. Yeah, the armor I built myself. And then literally one day, I was just on my couch and I'm like, let me just fiddle around with editing this picture. I went on Google and I found a background, and I put it on that app called InShot or whatever. And
Yeah,
I just use that for all my photo editing or video editing, whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like it works great. And but yeah, like all the armor I built myself, that was for C2E2 in 2020 before the literally a
damn yeah
like by the time I got back in the because I live in New Jersey by the mm-hmm. time I got back in the Jersey, that's when lockdown started.
Yeah,
so I literally just got back in time. But yeah, I built that cosplay in general took about 2 weeks to build.
I was gonna ask how long it takes, because you put in a lot of work with your cosplay, so I'm probably gonna ask that with every cosplay that we end up throwing up.
Feel free, yeah.
it's amazing, dude. I mean, it's so beautifully done, dude. What was the hardest part with this particular cosplay, do you think?
The hardest part, I believe it's just like them to be able to put together all the pieces, and mm-hmm. like literally like after I built the base of it, and you see all the texturing and on top yes. of it that makes it look like organic rock or whatever.
Right. Yes.
I literally slathered the whole entire thing in quick seal, which is a silicone caulking, and I just nice. Padded it. And so to do all the texturing, but literally under all that, you just see seams and whatever, but it was a quick yeah. build. It was a quick build, but I figured that will even everything out. Yeah. And literally before I did all that, I put all the electronics in, and then I taped all the electronics so they could get painted over, and then did all the mm-hmm. painting.
So do the lenses right there, do they light up or anything, or is it just yeah. kind of like reflective? They do light up. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, they're LED eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like you said before, that mask is from Immortal Mask out in San Dimas, right. California. They they're a phenomenal mask company.
Like, yeah, I see that, the jaw even moves and everything. I saw a video of you doing it where you're moving your jaw and everything, and it's a silicone mask, that part of it, right?
Yeah. Like the whole entire thing is silicone.
Oh,
like,
is it? Okay.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. So like Immortal Mask, CFX, and other mm-hmm. there's so many other shops, but I prefer Immortal and CFX. Right. But yeah, they're Hollywood grade, all full silicone masks. And basically the way it works is that imagine like a sock on your foot. So you put it on your head and then it snaps to your face, and your own facial mechanics work the rest. Yes. And yeah, like that, they literally like in between the top and then the two at the bottom, like literally in between, those are where my eye holes are. So I can see.
Oh yeah,
I see that.
I'm zooming up on a picture right now. Okay, I see where that could be. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But it blends in cool. Pretty good. Yeah.
What inspired you to want to do Gears of War cosplay?
Well, I played the games on and off for a mm-hmm. while, but I had a couple of friends at that wanted to do it for New York Comic Con, and they do like a full on Gears of War cosplay group, and I didn't have time to build it at the time, but mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? Let me just hold off on it, and then let me build it for C2E2, because I literally drove like 12 hours from my house to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And because imagine flying with all that stuff, it's just going to be too much. Yeah. And also, God forbid, if it breaks or they lose it, whatever.
I know. Yeah.
So I'd rather sacrifice the driving time and whatever just to get there safely. But yeah, I hold everything off until C2E2, and I built it 2 weeks before C2E2. And yeah, like it was like one of my very first like ambitious like detailed builds, because beforehand I did the Shredder, and the Shredder is actually my very first build I've done. But well, the one that you see in my background actually right there, that one's my second variation. My very first one was in 2017, and it doesn't fit me anymore, but I still have it in my storage unit as commemorance, because it's sentimental. It's my first armor.
Right.
Like, of course, it's my baby.
It's your baby. Yeah, exactly.
I rebuilt him for a different event in 2019, which was Brooklyn Comic Con. Nice. And literally my friend's like, "You're going?" I'm like, "Sure. What are we going to dress up as? Our very first armors?" "Well, I can't fit in mine anymore." I'm like, "Okay, give me a couple of days." And then I didn't talk to him for like 4 days. And I'm like, "Okay, here we go." I'm like, "What's up?" He's like, "I have Shredder." It's like, you built him because Shredder, that took 4 days. To build.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, so dude. I was really crunching. And it was pretty ambitious. But I'm on the verge of rebuilding Shredder, but a full different version.
Hell yes, dude. Hell yeah, that is awesome, man. I've for Gears of War, man, I've played every single Gears of War game. I was always a Halo gamer back in the day, and I remember when I first got introduced to Gears, it was actually by my brother. My brother bought it home, and I was like a diehard Halo gamer. I was like, there's nothing better than Halo at the time. And then he came home with Gears, and I was mind blown, dude. The gore, the darker tones, the darker themes, the iconic chainsaw gun. I mean, I spent countless hours playing Gears of War games. You're obviously some sort of Gears of War, you know, fan of the franchise in some way, cosplaying as a Locust drone. Are you a casual Gears gamer? Are you more of a deep dive fan when it comes to the franchise? I mean, how are you a gamer in general?
Yeah, like when I'm back in high school a long time ago, I was really in depth with gaming, and this was before I really took cosplay seriously. And like I did play Gears of War, but casually, not like serious or deep dive. I would be like, okay, I go on play, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Like I'm just not gonna be like, oh my god, I bleed Gears of War.
Well, either way, you did the game justice, man. You did the franchise justice, because it's looking absolutely beautiful. Have you ever, by the way, have you ever heard of a cosplayer by the name of Superdez?
Have you ever heard him?
Here, I'm gonna send it to you real quick right now. Live in the moment. Let's see. Share profile. I'm gonna send it to you right now. He does some awesome Gears of War cosplays as well, man. He does an amazing Gears cosplays. Actually, I featured him as a cosplayer the week before for one of his COG cosplays. And man, maybe the universe or maybe the Side Project Podcast can bring you guys together, man, for an amazing COG versus Locust shoot one day or something. That would be super sick, dude. Yeah. You guys could have like the chainsaw guns going, you know, have somebody editing the sparks and everything. I'm not saying that you gotta tag me and give me credit for the idea, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Maybe we could just put my name down there somewhere for making the connection.
I'll go somewhere, but definitely.
Like, yeah, he's a great cosplayer. I don't know where he's located at, so I have no idea if he's anywhere near you or not. But I when I saw yours and then I saw his, it's been in my mind forever. I was like, man, like they would make such a dope shoot together, dude.
You know, funny thing, because I'm looking at his profile right now. Well, also, first of all, I have seen him before, but not in person. I've seen him when he was doing the Ultimate Online Cosplay Championships.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so he participated when it was mid-COVID, I think last year, before all the cons started reopening. But I've seen his Gears of War there, and it's phenomenal. But I'm looking at his posts right now, and they're all tagged in New York, and I'm not that far from New York.
Oh, man. If you guys can make it happen, that would just, I mean, I know it's not all about me, but if it could be for just, you know, 2 seconds here, I'm a big Gears fan. That would be absolutely cool, man. No, but all jokes aside, if it does happen, that'd be really cool, dude. I think you guys compliment each other well. You know, you guys both have phenomenal cosplays, dude. You you brought it up just a few moments ago, but I did a deep dive on your IG and I noticed that a couple of your first posts date back to 2017 with your Shredpool cosplay. And one of the photos that's up on the screen right now actually happens to be one that you said is one of your favorite pictures of this cosplay by RR Images 2. That's Rain River, which this specific shot, I don't know if this specific shot is from 2017, but how did you get your start in cosplaying? I believe you mentioned that Shredpool was one of your first, right? Is it definitely your first, or was it one of your first?
Yeah. So the one that's on the screen right now from RR Images, that was the second variation. That one was from 2019. Yeah, 2017 is even deeper in my profile. That's probably in the void.
I dug down there, man.
And I appreciate you doing that. What got me into cosplay? Like, I've been such a nerd all my life, and I got into cosplay after watching Iron Man. And like 2009, I believe. Yeah, 2009, I watched Iron Man. And when I saw the suit, the Mark II, the Mark III, because Mark II is when it was in silver, and then Mark III is the colored one. When I saw the Mark III battling in the desert, I was like, I want it.
Yeah, I know. All of us, man. All of us.
I'm just like, I want it. And then I didn't know at the time. I Googled it. I'm like, where can I get an Iron Man suit? Blah, 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 blah. And then I found an article online. I don't know where it is. It's probably lost in the internet at this point. But I found an article online of a guy who built a replica himself. And I'm like, if this guy can do it, I can do it too.
Yeah.
And I just been learning and reading and trying, testing, experimenting ever since. I started in 2009, and my first couple of years of doing that, I was just research. And then in 2013, I started doing smaller builds to get to experiment on the methodology. So like I learned, like at the beginning I did paper mache, and then I did cardboard, and then a couple of years later I found foam, and then I started working with foam,
right?
And then kept working with that until I felt confident to do a full-scale suit, and that was my very first shredder in 2017.
So you sat there for a good couple years, like really just taking it all in and practicing and learning, and it paid off, because I mean, the first one, Shredder, was absolutely amazing as well. I mean, just as amazing as everything that you're doing. That's not to say that you haven't, you know, graduated and made things even better. But I mean, to pull off that Shredder as your first, like, real true cosplay, like really getting it out there, that's amazing, dude.
Oh, thank you. And like the first time I ever built a suit, that Shredder, the very first one, it took 2 months. And that's with no experience, well, barely any armor experience. And then, of course, over time, you learn from your mistakes. And then now I can crank out suits within 4 days to a week, two weeks, whatever.
Crazy. That is so crazy, dude. Yeah, the photo that we're looking at, one of the photos that we're looking at, Rain River one, tonight I dine on turtle soup, it says. This is absolutely cool, man. I mean, I just want to take a look at it for a moment for everybody I'm zooming up on. I was going to tell everybody to zoom up as if they're going to go to like wherever they're watching this on the TV or something. They're going to zoom on their TV. Doesn't work like that. But this is amazing, dude. I love everything about this, and just like how beastly it is though too, like how big and beastly it is. It's even that much more menacing, dude. I love that. And even just the way that like the simple things sometimes is what I notice too, and this may not even be a big deal at all, but I just dig it. Like even just the way that you have your hand, like your would be your left hand, just like almost like gripping like this, like you're getting red. Like I don't know, I always look at things and I see like visuals, and like I get really nerdy and I think about it like in the moment, like maybe there's a Ninja Turtle there and you're getting ready to close your fist and you're angry. Like I go above and beyond it in my mind, dude. I'm really imaginative, but it's awesome, dude. I really dig it. Yeah, I really dig it, dude. It looks great, man.
All these years I've been trying to recreate the mutagen, and you just handed it to me.
I mentioned in the intro your Juggernaut, which I dug Juggernaut from the Deadpool movie so much, dude. He was so beastly. I'm going to rip you in half. Like I loved it, dude. I thought it was a good take, man. And this is another one that you pulled off greatly, dude. Let's take a look at a shot of you suited up where you're drinking a Capri Sun, helmet on, eyes drawing attention in the photo for sure, gloves, wrist chain with the chain link and all, man. I mean, it's perfect, dude. And this shot, the photographer for this shot, actually, the account no longer exists. So excuse me, I don't know who to give credit to. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, he's a close friend of mine and also in the group for Paladins. His name is Edwin. Yeah, he's a great guy. He was this shot specifically. This was in 2019, and it was in September of 2019. We were doing a DC versus Marvel shoot in Randall's Island, in New York. And because our friend, her name is Stellar Optics on Instagram, she this was her very first photography event that she organized, and of course I attended it with my friend who was also part of the Dark Knight Metal. It's Not Fabian. Yeah, he was that one. Yeah, he we both went down there. He was Carnage, I was Juggernaut, and I asked my friend, I was talking to one of my friends and she was like, are you thirsty? Do you want a Capri Sun or Kool-Aid pouch? I'm like, sure. And then you know what? I don't want to take off my helmet, so I'm just going to do it through the mouth hole. Edwin, he took the perfect picture. Like, it looked awesome.
I feel it somehow fits. Like that Juggernaut, like in that universe, that world, like the Deadpool version of that Juggernaut, like drinking the Capri Sun. And it's like, I picture the movie as well with his big hands and like a tiny Capri Sun. Like it fits. I feel like it fits the theme. I loved that shot. That's why I chose it.
Because this is what Ryan Reynolds would do.
Exactly. It's got that vibe. You guys brought that. I love it, man. You're also really tapping into the world of Deadpool with some of these shots, dude, is you've actually got Deadpool in a shot with you where you're kind of like holding him like a high school prom photo, dude. It's hilarious. Just tapping in perfectly to that universe, man. And the Deadpool is by Cosplay Wade, of course. Phenomenal, dude. And the photo is by the Green Screen Manifesto. I mean, it's awesome, dude. Was this at the same day or no?
Yeah, no, this was the same exact day on Randall's Island. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have Deadpool, we have Juggernaut. let's do a picture together.
Yes,
like, okay.
Dude.
I'm like, okay, sure. So of course Deadpool beat Deadpool. They're like, okay, let's do a prom mm-hmm. picture. Like, I don't remember if I posted this the other picture, but it was a picture.
There's a couple of them on there. It's like a slide,
yeah,
you know?
There's a picture. I don't believe I posted it, but it's a picture of the Deadpool on top of a rock. And then I'm on the floor on the grass. I'm holding his waist like if it was the Titanic.
That is awesome, dude.
Like, oh, I think I have to find that picture. I believe I still have it. But
if you actually are able, if it's not on your Instagram, I'll go ahead and do a look as well. But if it's not there, if you do find it and you want to share it, so I could throw it up on the screen in editing when you're talking about it, that'd be great, man. If you could send it to me, dude.
Oh yeah,
that'd
awesome. You know what? I just found it on my phone. There you go.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. If you don't mind, if you're okay with it, if you could send it to me I could throw it up on the screen, that'd be hilarious, man. That's awesome, dude. The caption for the one with you and Deadpool holding him from behind, dude, it says, is it prom season yet? Deadpool here makes a great dance partner. That's so awesome, dude. And I do want to give credit for the eyes. Is that for your contacts for the Juggernaut by Spooky_eyes?
I bought white contacts because I did a dark Lance Paladin of mm-hmm. Voltron Paladin Ooh, armor nice. And instead of the traditional white and blue, I did black and blue. And it'd be cool if he had like white eyes because darker field.
Right. Right.
And I'm like, you know, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Let me repurpose them for Juggernaut. Like, see how it goes. And
I think it works. It works great. I think.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then later on, I forgot. I think it was in 2020. Paladins and I, we went to a Blue Claws game in Lakewood, New Jersey, mm-hmm. and it was a baseball game. It was Marvel mm-hmm. days, so we were walking around as the Marvel characters. So I was
no way,
yeah,
the baseball game. That's awesome.
And I was Juggernaut, and I had red contacts, so I put those in. Mm-hmm. I tried to experiment a little bit with the contacts, right. So but it fit well. It definitely did fit well.
Yeah, you do a great Juggernaut. juggernaut. You do a great juggernaut, man. And not taking any credit away, of course, when I say this, so I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But is this probably one of your more easier cosplays when you compare it to your others to pull off? I mean, possibly not as intricate as some of the others, but still brought together very awesomely. If I'm not mistaken, the juggernaut one took you about 6 hours to pull together?
Yeah, so the juggernaut is a very fast cosplay to do. Mm-hmm. Like the helmet itself with the collar, it took 6 hours in one day. Like from patterning to building to detailing to painting. I think I finished painting at like 8 o'clock at night and I start, 8 o'clock at night. I started it at like,
I'm a huge X-Men fan. X-Men's always been one of my favorites, man, since a youngin. My father introduced me to X-Men, giving me the comics, the toys and all. My dad's a big Marvel fan. Is there any other X-Men characters that have ever crossed your mind to cosplay as?
Magneto. Like I was thinking about doing Magneto, and I was thinking about doing Colossus.
You know what? When I was thinking about that question, I thought about that right away. I was like, man, he'd make a great Colossus. I wonder if he's ever thought about that. You know, I feel like that would be a good one. Yeah. I think you fit like a great one too. In my personal opinion, I don't know if you agree, but from the Deadpool movie, like the way that one is, the way that he looks, the outfit that he has, I like that one. That's actually one of my favorite iterations of Colossus as well, as opposed to the one in the original X-Men films.
It's more accurate to the comics compared to the one in like the early 2000s movies.
Yeah.
I totally agree, and I would do that one, but. When it comes to cosplays, especially characters, I pick characters that fit close to my physique as possible, so I can at least give a good enough aesthetic to make it seem like I look exactly like the character or good amount like the character.
Yeah.
And also I like to do characters that haven't been done that often. Mm-hmm. Like for say Deadpool has been overplayed. I'm not trying to offend anyone out there in the world.
No, yeah. But Deadpool,
Spider-Man, Iron Man, so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been seeing a lot of Colossuses since Deadpool.
Oh, dropped. Really?
Yeah, I've seen.
I've only seen a couple, but yeah, there's millions of people in the world, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of cosplayers. I obviously haven't seen all of them. I think you'd make a great Colossus, though. I really do, man.
Oh yeah, maybe maybe further in the future, I'll definitely do that. Like I have so many ideas. Like literally, like above my screen. Mm-hmm. On my wall, I literally taped up pictures it's called my cosplay wall. And I just have pictures of different characters that I want that I know I'm going to be doing soon.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
I have four of them right here. And one of them I'm actually working on right now.
That is awesome, dude. anything you want to reveal right now? Or are you still waiting on it?
I'll do a teaser because I'm not going to say specifically, but I've been waiting. I have a part here of it that I'll just leak a little bit. But
Oh, no way. Yes, dude. Oh, that is awesome, man.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a Red Lantern.
Yes, that gets me excited, man. I love the Red Lanterns, dude.
I'm going to rip you in half now.
That is such a juggernaut thing to say.
Wars are not won with mercy. Let's talk about that. Bruce Wayne, Earth 12. In this iteration, Bruce becomes the Merciless, where he has gained the powers of the God of War himself, Ares, joining a team comprised of evil Batman from alternate realities called the Dark Knights and wielding the God Killer. One of his primary enemies in this timeline is none other than Wonder Woman. In this dark multiverse, the Dark Knights have a common goal, which is to assist the deity Barbados in engulfing the DC multiverse in darkness, in which you have one of the most phenomenal cosplays that I have ever seen, which is your cosplay of the Merciless. And this thing is insane, dude. And the first photo that we're looking at here is by Otis Casey Photography. So walk me through this. Firstly, You are a part of the Paladins of Cosplay, which is a group of cosplayers that I've featured here as a Cosplay of the Week in an ensemble. It was a group of a bunch of them. They're an award-winning group of cosplayers who aren't necessarily limited to, but a lot of them, if not all of them, do the Dark Knight alternate reality versions of Batman. What came first? Did you have the cosplay before you joined the group or after you joined the group?
I had it after I joined the group, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I joined the Paladins of Cosplay in 2018, and we did this last year. Mm-hmm. So basically, the way how it all laid out was one of our friends who cosplayed as the Drowned in our group. She posted on Instagram on her story saying, "Hey, is there anyone in the New Jersey/New York area that has these cosplays?" Because she wanted to do a group cosplay. So I saw it. I messaged her and I'm like, "Hey, I'll definitely do one with you, but also why not just reach out to the group? Why not?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens." Well, the only bad thing that they can say is no. So just why not?
Yeah.
So after I said that, I technically had the first pick of which one to do. And at first I'm like, oh my God. Like I want to do Devastator. Cause he's big, but yeah, I'm like, that's too big. And I'm like, I love the Flash. So I would do Red Death, but I'm not that body style. I'm like, you know what? I'll do the Merciless because he looks different compared to mm-hmm. other things I've done. And I like a challenge. And let's do that.
That's an ambitious one to build for sure.
Yeah. And like I did my research. I went online. I seen mm-hmm. figures and all. But the one mm-hmm. that really caught my eye was the Todd McFarlane Toys action figure. And I was looking online. I'm like, where can I get this? And there's a site that has the full one for $100. I'm like, huh? For one action figure? It's not even in a box. I'm like, no. And then I actually emailed the McFarlane Toy Company and mm-hmm. I asked them a question like, hey, is this discontinued? Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, actually, no, it's not discontinued. It's actually a Build-A-Figure.
I'm surprised they actually responded. I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to say I'm surprised they actually responded to you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got an email the next day, actually. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I was really, trust me, I was shocked as much as you.
Hey, well, shout out to McFarlane Toys out here responding to people.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome,
the clutch.
Dude. Yeah, serious.
They're like, oh, we don't have, well, what, actually, blah, blah, blah. We do have it. It's not a solo figure. It's a Build-A-Figure. So you have to buy other figures to put together. I'm like, okay. And they gave, in the email, they gave me a list of all of every action figure to buy so I can get it. And so literally I went on Amazon, I found them, put them in my cart and bought them right there and then. And I waited until I got all of them. And literally I opened them up, took out the Merciless parts, put the rest back in, and then started building
so
Merciless.
Interesting. Wow,
yeah, dude. I actually have it. Actually, you know what? Give me a second. I'm gonna
Yeah, no problem. Go for you. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so
oh, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, so
oh, that's sick.
Yeah, so I like it's blending in, but whatever.
I can see it though.
Yeah, like I like to use action figures for references because A, it's a physical reference, it's right in front of you.
Makes
you can
sense.
See every single angle and so forth. Yeah. And did I pay a lump sum of money for it? Yeah. But you know what? Did I get 5 action figures in one? Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to McFarlane Toys for answering, but they're not giving discounts. Just in case anybody needed to know. They are answering, but they're not giving discounts.
They answer, but they still want their money.
Exactly.
And
that's awesome though.
Oh yeah. And like after I did that, I just started building. So, and good thing with this, I can literally take it apart and just see every single angle. And
that is awesome. It's basically giving you a blueprint right there. Physically, like you said, that you can just look at right then and there at that moment, at any given moment. make adjustments, do whatever you need. That's awesome, dude. And if I'm not mistaken, you have fans inside the suit. I know you at least have some sort of cooling system or something or other for even the LED lights, which the lights light up red for the eyes on the helmet there. I mean, this thing is intricate as ever, dude. And I mean, the details, the dedication, the time. I mean, how long did it take to put this all together, to finish it?
This took about 5.5 months to make. Wow. I started the build in beginning of January of last year, and then I finished it in mid June. And it was an ambitious build. There's points that I'm like, why did I do it? Why did I do it this way? Why did I choose this character? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, come on, Josh, it's okay. At the end, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I bet you felt so accomplished though at the end. Cause I know those feelings of when you're like, oh, why did I take this workload on? But then you go through with it. And then when it's finally done, you're like, ah, this is why I took this workload on. Like, I feel so good about this now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, after I got everything done and then I cut it and said like, okay, now it's time for paint. I was like, okay, now I can see coming together because also on my Instagram, I just been doing some videos lately. And especially I did one called Trust the Process. Mm-hmm. I did it as a motivational video just for people who have like stress and all about like their costumes. So they don't like give up halfway through, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, just trust the process and you'll see the end result and you'll know it'll be worth it. And I based it off of this project. And like, I've seen pictures I took of myself when I was test fitting and everything. In my head, I'm like, that doesn't literally look like it. But then when I start painting it, I'm like, oh, there it is. I built everything. I painted everything. And then like the shading and everything, I actually went to a friend's house, Outlaw 2LK, the owner and leader of the Paladins of Cosplay. Mm-hmm. I went to his house because he actually showed me how to airbrush. And never really airbrushed that well before. So this was the first one. And the airbrushing really not like kicked it off. So
that is awesome, dude. I saw in a video do you have fans inside the eyes?
Yeah. So in the helmet itself, there's the LED eyes, which are actually see-through.
That's another thing I was going to comment on is the eyes, the LED, they light up, but they're see-through. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's see-through. I can see well through them in like a very lit room. Like once it's dark, you're pretty much like Helen Keller. You're blind. Yeah. I put them in there because they fit the aesthetic really well.
Yeah.
But I also do have blower fans in the inside of the helmet that they're mainly on like the top portion of the helmet, more towards the wings, but I have slits on the helmet so there's airflow going in. They're pointed towards the LED eyes. So A, it cools down my face, and B, it defogs the lenses. So
that's another thing I was going to say. I heard you talk about that before, defogging the lenses. I mean, you really put thought into it as well. I mean, it's such a big cosplay. I mean, what was the hardest part of pulling it all together?
The hardest part for build wise, I would say, I'm trying to backtrack now. I'm God. I think the hardest part was, I guess, the shins, to be honest with you. Because the shins, I literally had to, like, for example, I did a base pattern, which is a plain pattern. And then after I built it in foam, I put blue masking tape all over it, the portion that I need the pattern, and I pattern it, cut out a foam, glue it on, and then I go back into doing the patterning portion because it's layered. And I can't just pattern it all out, cut it, and then that's it because it's not going to have the length to make it look, have that layering effect.
Yeah.
And it's just going to look like it's just on a flat surface with just cuts in them. So it's just it's the matter of just patterning, because that's very time consuming pattern, taping the object, stenciling it out with the drawing out the pattern, then you have to put it onto paper, cut it out, and then put on the foam and whatever. And
so much. so much work. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much work. But you know what? At the end result, it is very worth it.
It's worth it 100%. Yeah,
and I can say this about my new cosplay because I am building this for the try to submit for the Championships of Cosplay in New York. And this is going to be a lot. This is very much more detailed than Merciless. So this is going to be bigger than Merciless, actually.
Wow.
So
That makes me hyped, like, for you. Like, I'm so interested in that because I also saw on your IG that it takes you about 10 to 15 minutes to put this suit on, the Merciless one. I mean, how many separate pieces are there to the suit? For a 10 to 15 minute setup, there has to be a decent amount if you remember the exact amount.
There was a chest piece, there's the abdomen piece, there's two thighs, two shins, two shoes, biceps, forearms. I would say about rounded up to like 15 pieces.
Wow, that's crazy, man. In a good way, in a good way. I'm not saying anything bad about it. Like, that's crazy, though. Like, it 10, 15 minutes to set it up like that, to suit up. Like, that is awesome, though, dude. You guys went to New York Comic Con. You went to New York Comic Con as the Merciless, right?
Yeah. So at New York Comic Con, we had the opportunity to run the cosplay repair booth.
That's what I was going to say, dude. The repair booth. Like, okay, you got to fill me in on this for the repair booth. Forgive me. This is something that I don't know, dude. You guys had a cosplay repair booth at the convention. I mean, are you guys repairing suits on the spot, or are you just giving advice? Are you taking commissions for a later date? I mean, tell me about the repair booth and as well as your experience at New York Comic Con.
So last year was our very first time being running a booth at New York Comic Con, because we always talked about it in the past. It'd be like, oh man, it'll be cool to have our own table, blah blah blah. And then one of our members reached out and kept in contact, and then they said, yes, let's have you. And so we were like, awesome, like, that's awesome. And we were practically exclusive at that point. So we went to New York Comic Con, we ran the booth. So the way that the booth worked is that, because in the past we've seen people that ran repair booths and are like, okay, we have the tools, here you go, you can do it yourself. And we're just like, why not just do a full service? So the person comes to us, the cosplayer comes to us, they tell us what's going on, and then we take it and we prepare it for them. We do all the work for them. So we run a full-on service for all the cosplayers that have like problems or technical issues and stuff like that. Like, there's been 3D printing breaks, sewing problems, malfunctions, foam stuff, a lot of stuff. I think we probably did like a good 500 to maybe 1,000.
Oh my gosh. Did you do it every day, or was that just like a one day thing?
All 4 days.
That's intense, man. That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know you guys went that like that. So you could pretty much repair almost anything that somebody, a problem that anybody had.
Like, we have like New York Comic Con supplies the tools for us and the materials, and like some, like, we might bring some of our own, maybe give or take. But also throughout our experiences with like cosplaying or whatever, we know how to repair stuff. So we're like, and we have a whole full team. So why not take that and utilize it and to help out the community, instead of being like, okay, here's a hot glue gun, do it yourself. I'll be like, okay, here, give me it. And then give me a couple minutes and we'll take care of it for them.
Man, that is awesome, dude. I didn't know you guys went all out like that. You know what I mean? To do that many throughout the New York Comic Con's duration. Like, that is awesome, dude. I mean, you really go all out, dude. You create and put together a lot of these like larger than life cosplays, these intricate cosplays, creations that even if you're not familiar with the cosplay community and everything that it entails, I mean, even outsiders would know and appreciate the hard work, at least to an extent. I mean, I feel like they would. They got eyes, right? They can see that it's pretty damn intricate, man. You take what you do to another level. You take cosplaying to another level. The intricacy, like I said, the work that goes into it is something that these larger-than-life cosplays, like I said, it's time-consuming, probably takes a decent amount of money and materials and more. I mean, all that you do within cosplay, do you do what you do to separate yourself apart from others? Is that even a thought, or do you just do what you do because you love building such intricately detailed cosplays? And I don't mean it as in like separate yourself as in competition. I don't mean it like that. I just mean, but rather to have something that may just be maybe unique to yourself within the community, because you definitely have a look that I feel has become synonymous with CJ Prop Studio as well as the Paladins of Cosplay, all of you guys. I feel like you have your own thing. So why do you do what you do the way that you do it?
I do it because I enjoy it. Like I like in my in like throughout my whole entire childhood, I've been a builder. Like I like some kids will have Legos. I used to have those the pieces called Kinets. So I played with those, and mm-hmm. I would build, and literally I would actually time myself to see how fast I would build a kit. And I built like a 6 foot tall roller coaster. I built the amusement park ride that has like the spinning seats. And then the whole thing rotated.
It's a passion.
I've been a builder my whole entire life to an extent, but then when I got into cosplay, it just amplified that. And I just love putting as much detail in as possible. If I see a character that I enjoy the frame words from, and I just enjoy it in general, and it matches my physique. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it, you know, like the Merciless. I picked the character because, I do like Batman, and it's a different variation of Batman. Did I ever know about Dark Knight Metal beforehand? Honestly, no. Mm-hmm. I don't think
a lot of people did. I'm sorry to cut you off. I want to second that as well. Like I have seen things before, like before I featured you guys, the Paladins of Cosplay, as a cosplay of the week. Shout out to Imposter Cosplay. I believe that was episode 86. I might be wrong on that. It might be 89. I don't remember, but it's somewhere in the 80 range. And that's back when I had a co-host, Juicebox, and he's no longer here with the podcast. But shout out to Imposter Cosplay, because he brought that across my table, and I had seen things about the Dark Knight metal and all that before, but I didn't like really dive too deep into it or know every little thing about it. And I still don't know every little thing, but I know much more thanks to Imposter and thanks to the Paladins of Cosplay, and have become a fan of it because of your guys' cosplay. So I also just want to kudos to you guys for such an amazing job well done, because not only did you gain a fan in what you guys do, but you helped me lean into this realm of DC that I was not too familiar with. So I just wanted to second that.
I say the same exact thing. I agree with you. Like literally as I was building Merciless, I was listening to YouTube videos of a guy reading and narrating the comics. Mm-hmm. And so I can get to know the backstory and how it is. So I was learning as I was building him. And so forth. Like Merciless is just a mixed media things, foam work, 3D printing, and so forth. And to date, that's my favorite build, and I will never get rid of it. but
I wouldn't either.
This new one that's coming up, it's gonna be bigger than Merciless, a lot more detailed than Merciless. But you know what? Merciless is still close to my heart.
Yeah. Always will be, I bet. It's absolutely amazing. Go follow Paladins of Cosplay on Instagram to see everything, such as Josh's cosplays and everybody else with the Dark Knights medal and everything. These guys are absolutely phenomenal. They're phenomenal solo, and they're phenomenal as a group. And I bet it's so menacing to see at a convention, all you guys walking together and everybody. Do people stop you guys a lot?
Oh my God. Like every second, like when we got the whole group, people were crapping themselves. I'm like, oh my God.
I bet.
And then luckily of New York Comic Con last year, we actually got a chance to meet the creators of, Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo.
No way, dude.
Yeah. Because they were there, they had their own booth. And I was like, how did we get this opportunity? I'm like, how did we able to do this? Like, this is awesome. Yeah. And they were like, and then someone, one of our friends were talking to me about it. They were like, actually, from a distance, they saw your cosplay. I'm like, huh? Wow. I'm like, yeah, they saw it. And then Teo, who does the Batman Who Laughs Critical Mass cosplay. Mm-hmm. And the Joe Batman Who Laughs, mm-hmm. he also grabbed their attention. So we both did. That Friday, we did our booth. We took a picture of the both of them. And then we managed to get an appointment and was able to get the whole crew to the booth the next day. And we got a picture of them. We got an interview of them and so forth. And they were really great guys. And the art that they do, the illustration that they do, and the writing that they do, it's just unbelievable. They were really, they're like my babies.
That is awesome. Yes, that is awesome, dude. Before we are going to get ready to somewhat wrap up here, but before we do that, I do want to talk to you about a few more things before we go. But before we even get to that, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. I'm glad that you chimed in with me, man. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, why not? Come on, man.
Have some fun, dude. Yes. And this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than Foggy Night, and that's Foggy Night 14 on Instagram, and it's Night with a K. It is long awaited, much like CJ being here as a guest today. This is one that I know a lot of people are probably going to comment and be like, finally, finally, Foggy Night Cosplay of the Week. Dude, Foggy, you, the one that we're looking at, I'm skipping ahead. I'm so excited. I'm throwing it up on the screen right about now. And it's finally, there you go. It's up on the screen. And this is Foggy Knight's Batman. And the caption says, when your Batman action figure comes to life. Absolutely amazing, dude. Had to show off this beautiful suit and cowl by the extremely talented. And I don't know, I know that this guy's name is Robert, I believe. So I don't know it. ROVRTS Workshop 1 on Instagram. And I don't know if it's abbreviations or if it's supposed to be Robert's Workshop, kind of like Robert, but Robert, mm-hmm. I have no clue. And also Hernandez EFX, who I've shouted out a few times before with previous Cosplay of the Week, Cosplay of the Weeks. And this epic shot was captured by Bryant Cox Photography, who I just recently spoke to, just recently featured as a photographer for a Cosplay of the Week for a Red Lantern cosplay, actually, believe it or not, CJ. If you haven't watched the full episode, anybody that's tuning in right now, and this happens to just be a clip on Instagram, we were talking about cosplays that he has in the future. And he's got a little Red Lantern thing happening. So that's why I said that. This is absolutely amazing. Foggy, dude, this is epic, man. As everybody knows, the myth, the man, the legend, Foggy Knight has amazing cosplays, dude. I love everything about this. And one of the things that I really like, it's just a personal thing for me. I mean, it's got to fit the aesthetic. It's got to fit the suit. It's got to fit the theme. But I love the white eyes on a Batman cowl. It just does it for me, man. I just dig it. But like I said, it's got to fit. It's got to fit the aesthetic of the specific Batman cosplay. But I like this one. I like the wide eyes. I like the everything about this, dude. This is absolutely amazing. The suit is phenomenal.
It's so intricate, and
it really is.
The amount of effort that was put into this, and just anything. Like I'm just looking at his profile in general. Everything that he has is just unbelievable.
But it really is.
Yeah, but his Batman's, like, especially his Affleck and so forth, it's just phenomenal.
It really is, dude. And this suit is, you can tell that it's just top-notch quality. Like, there's no doubting it. You know what I mean? It's absolutely amazing. And I do want to throw up a second photo here, and I'm throwing that up on the screen right about now. And this one is also with Imposter Cosplay, a previous Cosplay of the Week, a four-time guest on the show, I think. He's a friend of mine. He's been on the show a bunch of times. I've lost count. It could be five times. I'm not sure. Or that may have been a time where we had to reschedule and he didn't end up on it. But this one is featuring Imposter Cosplay as well. Foggy Knight and Imposter. I'm talking so fast. My mind's working faster than my mouth. Imposter Cosplay and Foggy Knight with their Nightmare Batman and Nightmare Robin cosplays. Absolutely amazing, dude. The photo edit was actually done by Imposter himself as well. I love everything about this. If you are a regular I was going to say tuner inner, but that's totally not a word. If you're a regular viewer of this show, if you watch this show or if you listen to this show, you know the few times that I've had Imposter on, we have actually talked about his Nightmare Robin cosplay and brought it up many times and how much I dig it. When I first saw his Nightmare Robin cosplay, that was the first Nightmare Robin cosplay that I ever came across. So it hit the mark for me. I love this. I love to see Foggy Knight and Imposter together. I love to see the Nightmare Batman and the Nightmare Robin together. I wish that was something that we would have got in the Snyder Cut or the Snyderverse in general. To have a Robin in general would be awesome. But to have a Nightmare Robin alongside Batman would be so cool as well. And I do want to throw up just for shits and gigs. I want to throw up a third photo here. And I'm throwing it up now. And this one continues with the Nightmare Batman stuff, the Nightmare sequence stuff. And this one has got Nightmare Wing by Eduardo Lagares. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. Hopefully Eduardo _ Lagares. And an Arkham Nightmare by Superman Fit with two T's at the end. The edit is by 8-bit _ Fusion with a Z _ Graphics. And the photo is by Ryan Sims Photography, who I have shouted out many times. Amazing, amazing photo work. And of course, Nightmare Batman by Foggy Knight. This is beautiful, you guys. I love everything about this. It fits the aesthetic. Everybody that's doing the Nightmare stuff with the way that the orange tint, keeping it true to the Snyderverse and everything. I love that, dude. The Imposter one, this one, absolutely amazing. Superman Fit looking beastly with everything he's got going on, dude. Eduardo looking amazing with the Nightmare. Oh my God. I mean, just everything about this. I love it, dude. The guns, the eyes that are lighting up there as well. I mean, I dig this, dude. Josh, are you a fan of the Snyder Cut?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like after I saw it was released, I watched the whole 4 hours.
I know, me too.
he really brought the movie its justice. Like the first one is not even comparable to the Snyder to the Snyder
100%.
Cut. Yeah, like the fact that you're able to see backstories on Cyborg and you see more on Barry Allen's Flash and so forth. And like it was really great to see, especially going towards the end, we see the time traveling aspect. I was kind of almost shitting myself when I saw that one because I love the, because I watched the Flash on the CW and I love the Flash in general, but by them actually showing that in real, like in actual like movie based universe and in that aspect, I was like, oh man.
It's hitting the mark.
It's hitting the funny bone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love it. I'm a huge fan of that. So I always love when I see, you know, any cosplays that are in the realm of the Snyderverse or anything. I really dig it. And Foggy, you make an amazing Batfleck. And I mean, goddamn, Foggy, can you save some cosplays for other people? You know what I mean? Because you make an amazing Shazam. You make an amazing Green Lantern. You got a Green Lantern up there. All the different iterations of Batman and everything in between, dude. Foggy, you're an awesome cosplayer, man. You are just top notch. And I can't wait to have you on the show. Spoiler alert for anybody that's tuning in right now. Spoiler alert. So this is absolutely awesome, dude. And I had to pick a couple here, and I had to pick a couple that were featuring other people because it came together so perfectly. So everybody, please go follow, if you're not already, Foggy Knight, FoggyKnight 14 on Instagram, because Foggy, your Batman cosplay of the week for me and Josh, CJ Prop Studio, is amazing. Oh man, thank you for chiming in, dude. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So before we get out of here this week, I got a couple more things that I want to ask you real quick, man. Just a couple shotgun questions. It's not technically rapid fire because we're not just like asking and going back and forth. I mean, we could talk about it, but it's a little more like what I like to call like maybe shotgun questions. You know, we're going through them at a little bit of a faster pace, but we'll see. You never know how conversations just end up, man. But out of all the cosplays that you've done, which I think you mentioned this earlier, but out of all the cosplays that you've done, including your recent awesome Cyberpunk creation, by the way, this thing is absolute fire. I'm throwing a picture of that up on the screen. So here we see, I already ruined my shotgun question thing already because I'm talking about something else. This thing is awesome, and I'm going to completely ruin it now. I got to talk to you about it super quick, man. Where'd you come up for the idea for the Cyberpunk creation?
My group and I, Pounds of Cosplay, we're partners and collaborators with The Lost Cause community, and if you guys never heard of it, Lost Cause is actually a cosplay based community. A cosplay based movie. It's a low budget movie filmed in New York, and actually some of us and Paladins were extras in the movie.
Literally
every single cosplayer that you see there are local New York cosplayers and New Jersey cosplayers. Awesome. So it's literally based in and around the community. But going back to that, to the cyberpunk question, the producer and pretty much one of the creators of The Lost Cause, her name is Evgenia, and she was doing a nightclub in New York at the Secret Room.
That's where those pictures are from. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a nightclub in the Secret Room, and it's called Cosplay Club USA on Instagram. And basically it was from this month, earlier in the month, that the night was 80s/ cyberpunk themed. So perfect. I'm like, you know what? Let's go cyberpunk. And like, again, that mask that I'm wearing is from Immortal Masks again. It's one of their newer masks, the Warmonger. And I actually purchased that a couple months back, but it came just in time for the nightclub. So it fit the aesthetic perfectly.
Yes.
And then I literally just bought clothes on Amazon, like the camo pants, the cyberpunk t-shirt and so forth. And then I just built the gun holster, the gun itself, and my robotic arm was actually from my Cable cosplay. I just repurposed it. Mm-hmm. And then that's actually an actual motorcycle jacket I'm wearing. And I actually had a custom back patch done that has my logo, name, and tag on it. So I don't have to walk around giving out business cards.
Oh, that is awesome.
I was just being like, take a snap of my back. You'll find me.
That's so creative. That's so cool. Definitely, dude.
Yeah, that one is a comfortable cosplay in the most part, other than being sweaty as hell in it from the mask.
Yeah.
I do have like small portable fans that connect my belt and they put airflow up my shirt. So I do have some air circulation through.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that was more or less a last minute put together cosplay, but it came out pretty good. I was very happy with it.
You have a few moments where you're like, yeah, it was kind of like last minute, but it's like absolutely phenomenal, dude. And you're like, I don't know. I just kind of put it together. It's like 6 hours. It was just last minute. But I totally ruined my shotgun question situation here. But out of all the cosplays that you've done, including the most recent cyberpunk one, what's your favorite of your own cosplays?
Merciless.
I thought so. You mentioned it earlier, but I had to ask it anyway in case it was different.
Yeah. How much does that suit weigh?
About 15 to 20 pounds.
If you could choose one, either a cosplayer or an armor builder, you can't do both. You either cosplay but don't get to make anything yourself, or you're a builder but don't get to cosplay yourself. Which would you choose if you had to? Builder, wow. Because, got that love for the building, man.
Yeah, because I also do commissions, so I build for other people too. So I always have to work with my hands. That's just natural to me. I've always worked with my hands. I don't think it'll ever stop.
Yeah.
And if I had to really choose, I would pretty much just build and let other people wear it, you know?
Wow. I didn't expect that, actually. That's kind of cool. That's unique. That's not the answer I expected. That's awesome, dude. What's a cosplay that you've always wanted to do, whether you ever will, maybe you won't, doesn't matter, just a cosplay that you've always had in mind?
There's a cosplay that I've been holding off for years, since it was debuted on the Flash TV show. Actually, I have a picture of it right here, and it is, and my background is messing it up.
Yeah, I can kind of see, but not 100% there.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try to fits this a little bit here.
I like how you literally have all the cosplays. Oh, dude, nice, dude. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be doing Savitar, the God of Speed from Flash TV show. Because when I first saw that, because well, I've been watching the Flash TV show since it first aired, since the pilot, and then when season two came out, I'm like, oh my god, the villain Zoom, I love him.
Right.
And then, but I'm
I like that look too.
Yeah, and then I'm like, you know what? I do want to cosplay him, but I'm like, I want to wait. And then season three came around, and when they introduced a full armored speedster, I'm like,
yes. There it is. Yeah. Yes. There it is. Yeah, it's right up your alley.
I just found it. and since that, I've just been holding off because like at the time that I first started, I saw it, I didn't have the skill set that I have now. I wasn't confident and so forth. And now, because I have more confidence in myself and building, and I see that my technique and my building has leveled up.
Right.
Next year, I'll officially say that I'll be building him.
Who are you?
Savitar, the God of Speed.
Batman. Keaton. Bale. Affleck, Pattinson, you can only have one. And not only can you only have one, but the rest cease to exist. Who do you choose?
Why you gotta make it difficult? you gotta make it difficult? Like, I'm a
Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson. You only choose one, and the rest don't even exist anymore.
Oh, god damn it. Screw you, Jazzy.
I know, right?
Oh man.
Can you choose one? If you really can't, then you can't. You can pass.
Because, you know what? If I really had to choose, then I would pick Christian Bale. My reasoning why is that he was such a good actor to pull off Bruce Wayne and Batman, and also the character, also the suit design and everything. Like, I am a huge Keaton fan, Val Kilmer, so forth. I love the older ones. More recent, like Robert Pattinson was okay, wasn't my favorite, but like, I'm more or less like the older variations. And but yeah, if I really had to choose, then I would do Christian Bale.
I feel like that might be a common pick. I feel like people, if I ask this question to more people, which I think I'm going to make this a thing, you're the first person that I'm doing these like shotgun question with, by the way. You're the first person I'm doing. It's a new thing that I'm going to try to implement depending on how long episodes go on, of course. It's a new thing that I'm going to try to implement with as many guests as I can. And some questions may be different and some questions may be the same, because I want to kind of see some of the questions I'm going to keep the same, and I want to see what people choose and how many people choose similar things or different things. I think it'd be fun. I feel like Bale might be a top pick for a lot of people if I continue asking that question. I just get this feeling, man.
Yeah, like the reason for me personally, reason why for me is that, well, A, I do like the Tom Hardy Bane, but I'm eventually gonna do a Bane cosplay, but it's gonna be a hybrid of different variations, which is gonna include Tom Hardy in it. That's later on. And also one of my cousins also played in that movie, who recently is now recently deceased. It's okay. I never met him, but it would have been nice to meet him. But his name is Rugger Hauer. If that rings a bell, he played I forgot the name of the character in The Dark Knight, but he played the one with the blonde hair, blue eyes, wears the glasses. He played it was before Morgan Freeman took his spot and he got fired. That was him. And he also played in Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie. He played the head vampire, and he also played in Blade Runner. The original Blade Runner. He played, I forgot the name of the character, but it's the one with the white hair, short white hair. And he gets like a scar towards the end. He played in all those movies. And that's why Christian Bale's Batman has more of a connection to me, because it's also connected to my family.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Last one. Outside of the realm of cosplay and superhero content, if you could time travel to any time period, any era, where would you go and why? And for this one, you can have up to three different choices if you feel the need to have three.
Okay. if I got any point in time, like it doesn't matter.
Any point in time, anything. Okay. It's all open for whatever you want. Just if time travel existed and you wanted to go somewhere, where? And you can choose up to three and why.
Okay. Well, the first one, it'll actually be traveling back around probably the 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. Reasoning why is because so I can actually get to meet my grandfather on my mom's side.
Awesome. Because
he died very young at 52 years old from lupus. And this was like back in the mid to late 80s. And I've always wanted to meet him, especially been hearing stories from my mother. And I always wanted to meet him. So
yeah.
And so that has something special in my heart.
That's awesome.
The next one, it'll probably be in the future, just to see how the technology is, see how far it advanced.
Yeah.
And also to see how far cosplay has gone.
That's interesting.
And so forth. And the third one, I'm not completely sure, to be honest with you. But those other two are my top ones if cosplay was, I mean, not cosplay, time travel is possible.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's interesting, man. I'm a big, the reason I asked that question is also just to kind of throw in something different, because we're always talking about, you know, gaming, film, and cosplay on this podcast. So throw in a little something different, add a little fun to it. But I'm actually like a big... I have this like obsession with time travel, like almost. I'm like super interested I also have this like weird obsession with like the past. Like I wish I could go back and see so many different things. I would love to be able to see what the 1930s were like, you know, and walk around. And then I've had this conversation just recently with my dad as well. It's like, if we're time traveling, are we time traveling and interacting, you know, because then there's butterfly effects if things change and all this, or are we just time traveling and observing? I don't know. That's a conversation for another day. But 1930s is one that I've always wanted to see. And I've always been interested in like the 1930s, like New York mafia and like how they ran everything. I've always wanted to see that. My family is from Brooklyn, by the way. My family's from Bay Ridge.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're from New York.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
Small oh my God, there we go. Yeah. And I've always like been interested in like ancient Egypt. You know, I want to see, how did they build those pyramids, man? Like, how did it really happen? You know, all the different theories, all the different speculations. Like, I wish I could just be there and observe it and see and get a definitive answer. And
the Predator built them.
And those are always two standouts for me. And I can never really narrow it down. I'm very indecisive about it, but I can never really narrow it down. And because I'm so indecisive, that's why I chose to give people three, if you could choose three, because I know I'm indecisive and I can never choose. And that third slot is always, I always change my third slot. I don't know. It would be insane to observe, maybe not interact, but it would be insane to observe sometime when the dinosaurs existed, you know, and be able to see that and see what life was like and what the world was like at those times. That's always one that I think of all the time as well. So I'd love to do a full time travel weird era-esque episode one day and just talk about all kinds of weird things. Like, I could talk about that for hours, man, but I won't talk about it here and now. Super interesting answers, man. I dug that. I'm going to keep this segment going with future guests, dude. So I'm glad for you to be my little guinea pig with it, man.
I liked it. It was very interesting. You gave a little bit of a break from all the comic book stuff and cosplay stuff. And also I just thought of my third one, and my third one would be go back in time and stop Randy Rhodes going on that airplane that he died from, because there's plenty of guitarists out there that recently passed away, but Randy Rhodes is one of the best out there.
Don't even get me started. If I could go back and stop musicians from dying or actors from dying or whatever, oh man, that's a whole other thing too, dude. Oh man, dude. Well, while we are going to get ready to get out of here, dude, I thank you so much for coming. It's been a long time coming, man. We've been trying to make this happen. It's just been scheduling, dude. This has been awesome getting to know the inside details of everything that you've got going on, past, present, and future, man. Before we do get out of here, though, I want to give you the floor, dude. The floor is yours to say your last words, your last thoughts, whatever you want to say, shout outs if you have them, plug anything you want to plug. I mean, whatever, tease an upcoming cosplay, whatever it may be, take a quick moment, whatever's on your mind, the floor is yours.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, like I said before, thank you so much for having me on the show. Like you said before, it's been a long time waiting because it's been practically a year since, especially for Cosplay of the Week and not being an actual guest. So yeah,
thanks for calling me out. That's nice.
Yeah, but like you said before, scheduling. So
we'll call it scheduling
issues. But like I said before, thank you so much for having me. It was a complete honor. Can't wait to be coming back.
Yes, and, I was going to say that myself. I can't wait to have you come back. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And definitely check out my group's Instagram page, Paladins of Cosplay, and check out my page at CJ Prop Studio. And I also do take on commissions. I've been doing cosplay now full time. So I want to kind of make this into a career. It's a passion of mine, so I would love to expand on that. And if you guys are in the New York area and you go to the New York Comic Con, definitely go to the fourth floor pavilion, because that's where our cosplay repair booth is going to be at. If you need, and we'll help you with all your cosplay needs, so definitely check that out. And then also wait till October.
I can't wait for that, man. I can't wait for that, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, please go follow Josh, like he said, on Instagram at CJ Prop Studio, and make sure you follow the Paladins of Cosplay on Instagram as well. And if you happen to be at NJ Horror Con September 17th, look for this absolutely amazing master monster cosplayer here. Get a few shots, communicate with him, talk with him, network with him. He's a great guy. I'm sure he'll be glad to talk with you for a few moments there. Like I said, thank you for coming, man. And to everybody tuning in, and thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over on youtube.com/Side Project Podcast. And when you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button. And when you hit it, it goes, ooh, yes. And you get 100 sexy project points. What are we doing with those project points? You know what? It's been almost 3 years this November 4th, and I still don't quite know what we're doing with those project points. But every time you subscribe, you get 100 of them. Save them. Put them in your pocket. I don't know. Put them in a piggy bank. There's going to be something someday, one day, someday, we're going to do something with these project points. Thank you for watching on Spotify, because videos are also available on Spotify. And or if you listen on Spotify and you follow and you rate and you do all those things, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, as well as listening wherever you tune in to podcasts. If you're looking for me, you can find me at IG Hates Chazzy on Instagram, and everything else you need to find me at is on the screen right about now. If you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. And remember, that's project with a K. CJ Prop Studio, thank you for coming, man. Thank you to everybody here. We are out of here.